Redistricting battles continue. Despite the midterm season underway, the lines of congressional maps have not been finalized as redistricting battles continue nationwide. Since the national frenzy was kicked off by President Donald Trump in Texas, lawmakers in both parties from Florida to California have pushed for partisan redistricting in their states as a high-stakes midterm election season approaches. Here is the latest on states redrawing their congressional maps. In Virginia, the Democrat-led General Assembly passed in February a new U.S. House map that will only go into effect if voters approve a referendum to allow the state to do mid-decade redistricting. The state Supreme Court has yet to rule whether the effort is valid, but said the vote on the constitutional amendment can proceed. Before the court is an appeal of a county judge's ruling that the amendment is illegal because lawmakers violated their own rules while passing it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has called a special legislative session to begin Monday on redrawing the state's congressional map. Republicans haven't yet publicized what the lines would look like. However, the state constitution states that redistricting cannot favor or disfavor a political party or incumbent. Texas last year added 5 congressional districts that favor Republicans after Trump urged the state to pass such a map. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the map. California voters in November approved a referendum that circumvents an independent commission by adding 5 congressional districts that favor Democrats. The U.S. Supreme Court denied an appeal from Republicans, who claimed that the map favors Hispanics, and said that the map could be used in this year's election. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Kehoe signed a revised House district map into law last September, a move that could give Republicans an additional seat. A county judge ruled that the new map will remain in effect while election officials review whether a referendum petition meets constitutional requirements and includes enough valid signatures for a statewide vote. The Missouri Supreme Court has already dismissed a lawsuit arguing that mid-decade redistricting is unlawful. The court is set to hear arguments in May over claims that the new districts fail to meet compactness standards and should be paused pending a possible referendum. In Ohio, a bipartisan panel, largely made up of Republicans, voted in October to approve a revised House map that could boost the party's chances of gaining 2 additional seats. The redraw was required under the state constitution ahead of the 2026 election after Republicans enacted the previous map without enough Democratic backing following the last census. The Republican-controlled North Carolina General Assembly gave final approval in October to revise district lines that could help the party gain an additional seat. In November, a federal court panel declined to block the new map from being used in the midterm elections. A Utah judge in November ordered the state to draw new House districts that could give Democrats an opportunity to pick up a seat. The court found that lawmakers had sidestepped voter-approved anti-gerrymandering rules when drawing the previous map. In February, both a federal court panel and the state Supreme Court rejected Republican challenges to the court-imposed districts. While Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, has pushed the state legislature to redistrict the state's single Republican seat, the push has so far failed to gain steam. On April 13, the state legislature's session ended without the passage of a bill to redistrict Maryland's congressional map despite Moore's encouragement. The state House had passed the bill, but it stalled in the state Senate. Though New York Governor Kathy Hochul had pushed for the state to redraw its congressional boundaries, any such change has been blocked by the Supreme Court. In March, the Supreme Court overturned a lower court order that had called on the state legislature to redraw Representative Nicole Malliotakis's 11th congressional district seat. The Indiana legislature failed to pass redistricting legislation. The measure failed in December 2025, after 21 state Senate Republicans joined all 10 Democrats in the chamber to defeat the measure in a 31-19 vote. It means the previous maps will remain in place for the upcoming elections. Though some Kansas Republicans in the GOP-dominated state legislature had pushed for the state to redraw its single Democrat-held seat, the push failed in late 2025 due to opposition from Governor Laura Kelly. Kelly had vowed to veto any mid-decade map, while Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker had indicated that the state was musing on redrawing maps to further favor Democrats. No push to that end has gained momentum. This year, Illinois is expected to use the same congressional maps it did in 2024. Jackson Richmond, Joseph Lord. Bookmarks. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to begin a 10-day ceasefire, President Donald Trump announced on Thursday. I have directed Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, together with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Rosenkane, to work with Israel and Lebanon to achieve a lasting peace. He wrote on Truth Social. The United States will begin a second round of peace talks with Iran as soon as this weekend, Trump says. It's looking very good that we're going to make a deal with Iran, and it's going to be a good deal. The maker of Xanax has issued a recall of the anxiety medication over concerns that it may not dissolve properly, which could impact how the medication is absorbed into the body. The specific drug under recall is Xanax XR in extended-release tablets in 3 mg doses in 60-tablet bottles, an FDA notice said. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, a local teachers' union, and the city's school superintendent are feuding about a planned protest on May 1st that involves students and teachers skipping class that day. Get educated by reading Aaron Gifford's latest report. Trump has nominated Dr. Erica Schwartz to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She was formerly the Deputy Surgeon General during Trump's first term.